Proclamation number 7403 of 3rd of September, 1959. The Last Judgment. There will be an end with terror for all who do not believe. For they will experience something they did not think possible because it is something completely extra-legal. A process they cannot even follow to the end but will be the victims themselves, for they will lose their lives in the process, they will be swallowed up by the earth, and there is no way out for anyone. Unless he still calls out to me from his heart in the lost hour that I may help him. But the people who will experience the end, apart from the small flock of my own, who will be raptured before their eyes, are already completely given over to Satan. Are already completely enslaved by Satan, and there will only rarely be one among them who converts not only out of fear but out of sudden realization of a mighty God who can help him. And people will also no longer have time to think about it, for suddenly and unexpectedly the last judgment will fall upon humanity. Suddenly and unexpectedly fire will come out of the earth, it will split and devour all living things on earth. It will be an act of very short duration but of tremendous effect. The earth will open like an insatiable abyss and absorb everything as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. And there is no salvation. It is irrevocably the end for everything that lives in, on and above the earth. For the time set for the spiritual's development has come to an end and much of the bound spiritual must continue its course of development in a new form on the new earth. And this spiritual substance is grateful for the transformation because it is progressing in its development, which was already made very difficult for it on the old earth by human will. But the spiritual embodied as a human being experiences a step backwards in its development because it is dissolved again into innumerable particles which all have to go the path again through the creations of the new earth, all of which are banished again into solid matter and begin an exceedingly agonizing existence again in a bound state. So that one day they will reach the stage again where they are allowed to embody themselves again as the soul of a human being. You humans are now facing this great earthly and spiritual change, and the time until the end is shortening from day to day. You are unaware of the horrors that lie ahead of you. You calmly approach the day of dissolution which will nevertheless cause so much horror in you with subsequent banishment if you do not belong to my own, to those who believe in me and if they are only of weak faith, will already be called away from earth beforehand so that they will not completely fall prey to Satan because they would not be able to withstand the temptations by the adversary in the last days before the end. All you humans who have to prematurely give up your earthly life, all you who mourn your departed loved ones, rejoice, for they are saved from the downfall, from the ruin to which people fall who live in godly lives and experience the end in this ungodliness. They cannot find mercy with me, for I admonish and warn people again and again and so urgently to prepare themselves for this end without being listened to, and I cannot exert a coercive influence on them. I have to leave them their spiritual freedom which they abuse in such a way that they strengthen the adversary's power until the end and will also succumb to his power. Hard battles with this adversary still lie ahead and I therefore appeal to you humans to stand by my side in this battle if you want to be victorious and emerge from the fight in freedom. And I will speak until the last day. But it is entirely up to all of you humans how you decide. But the end with terror comes for all who do not believe and do not acknowledge me. But I will save my own from every adversity, I will fetch them into paradise and they will be witnesses of the downfall because they shall recognize my power and glory and bear witness to it to their descendants on the new earth. Amen.